Good morning and welcome back to Smash Hits WHGM in Havity Grace. And this morning we have the pleasure of speaking to Jonathan Golitz, and he is the marketing director for a really fun event that's happening in Philadelphia this weekend. It's the Travel Adventure Show. So all of you traveling adventurers out there, if you want to go to the mecca of where to go this year, I would be in Philadelphia if I were you, because you're going to see multiple travel companies and destinations that specialize in the adventure traveler. So it's going to be held at the Pennsylvania Convention Center at One Convention Center Place at 1101 Arch Street in Philadelphia. It'll be going on Saturday and Sunday. Welcome, Jonathan. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for having us.
Great. Now, Jonathan, are you an adventure traveler yourself?
I like to think so. I've been to most of the Caribbean, a couple of European trips here and there, and I have a nice two-week European cruise set up in the Mediterranean for this July, so I'm pretty excited.
Wonderful, wonderful. So the event is going on Saturday and Sunday. I see on Saturday it's from 10 to 5, and on Sunday it's 11 to 4. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about what they can expect to find at the Adventure Travel Show?
Well, the Travel and Adventure Show here in Philly, this is our third show in 3 years here. We love coming to Philadelphia. It's a great crowd. We find a lot of people who love to travel. You know, you're going to meet thousands of destination experts from over 200 different destinations, tour operators, travel suppliers, and travel products on hand to help you find, personalize, and book your next trip. And in addition to that, we also have some of the top celebrity speakers in the travel industry. This weekend, we'll be having Man vs. Foods, Adam Richmond on Saturday, and we'll have European travel expert Rick Steves on Sunday. We also have a budget hack how to maximize your travel experience speaker, Johnny Jett. And we also have CBS's Peter Greenberg on hand. We'll give you kind of the state of the travel industry here in 2017. So I think you're going to meet a lot of varying people. You're going to learn a lot about what's happening in the travel world this year. And you're going to find a way to find your next vacation.
Yes, I was looking at the speaker lineup that you have, and I particularly love the topic that Peter Greenberg is speaking on. Besides being an old friend of mine, I love the topic where someone points out to people that a good time to travel to some destinations is when there's a little instability going on in the area. I just recalled, many years ago that there was a problem on one island in Fiji, but there are 300 islands in Fiji, and it didn't affect the other 299. So it's kind of interesting when people will stay away from a destination because they hear there's trouble, when actually that's the best time to go, because there's a problem in Baltimore, it surely isn't infecting people arriving in Los Angeles. So it's a different way of looking at travel when you're arriving into a big country. So it ought to be a really interesting discussion. And one of the other people that you have, I follow a lot of travel people, so I really love his posts on Facebook. He does a lot of interesting and different things. So it looks
Johnny is a great, great speaker of ours. It's his second year with us. He talks mainly about how to get yourself upgraded, how to travel like a rock star on a, as he calls it, a normal traveler's budget, how to upgrade your hotel, how to get an upgrade to first class. And as you mentioned, Peter Greenberg does a great job kind of telling you how to navigate the travel landscape here in 2017 as far as, what's happening with politics, what's happening around the world, what to watch out for with cruise companies and airlines and hotels, and how to really make sure that you're getting the most out of your travel experience.
Okay. And now we should mention that the cost to get into the event is $11 if you purchase it online. And they purchase it online by going to travelshows.com. Is that correct?
Yep. Go to travelshows.com and you'll see the Philadelphia tab right on the homepage. Click on that and there's a buy tickets button pretty much everywhere you look. So it's very easy to find out how to get that $11 ticket. And if you need to come to the convention center, we have tickets for $15 at the door, and that's cash only. But it's going to be a great time, so we hope to see you this weekend.
Can you tell us a little bit about some of the exhibits?
Sure. We have a lot of the Caribbean represented here. We have Aruba is very well represented. We have Cruise Planners, which is an American Express travel company. They'll kind of do more than just cruises. They also do land vacations as well. We have a lot of safari companies here, so it's a very widespread kind of outline of what the travel industry offers as far as vacations. You'll find anything from safari to a cruise to a trip to the Caribbean, and you're really going to find a way to get out of this nasty cold weather and find a fun vacation that's just right for you.
You've been doing this now for a couple of years, and I'm curious, as you're looking at the lineup this year, what do you find is one of the most interesting new products or operators that are coming into the adventure show?
I think Cruise Planners is really one of our most interesting companies we have here. They have a very big booth that's very accommodating to really talk to experts from different cruise lines, different land vacation options, and they'll really help you really personalize your trip. You know, if you are traveling with a family, you know, four or five people, you need to find a cruise to the Caribbean, they can help you do that. If you're just solo traveling, you want to find something down in Africa, they'll help you do that as well. So there's a lot of options here, and everyone's on hand to help you really personalize that trip at a cost that you really can't find anywhere else.
On your website, where you mention a taste of travel, and everyone knows that one of the number one thing people love to do when they travel is experience different ethnic cuisines. So I'm curious what kind of entertainment you have lined up for us.
The Taste of Travel Theater, to start off with that, is a very unique theater that's very popular here at the shows. We actually have local chefs from around the metro area. They come in and they cook cultural cuisines from around the world. It's a very interesting setup. It's got about 150 seats. And it's a stadium-style setup. So you're actually sitting almost on top of the chef. He does a live demonstration on how to cook this local cuisine, and then she gives out free samples at the end for everyone to try. We also have a live camel here, Eli the Camel. He's here offering free rides as well. Everyone's welcome to take a ride on him. He's the nicest camel. He's actually in all of our shows across the country. And we also have other stages as well. We have this Savvy Traveler Theater, where you're going to learn how to do things to really maximize the travel experience, such as packing, travel technology tips, photography tips. We also have the Destination Theater, where we have the destination experts right from that destination come, and they actually give you a 30-minute workshop on where to go, what to do, how to get there. And we also have the Global Beat Stage, where you're going to find global performances from groups from around the world who come in, and they'll do dances, they'll do acting, they'll do some demonstrations. It's really just a fun time.
It sounds like there's a lot to do at the Caravel Adventure Show this week in Philadelphia. And Jonathan, we thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today to tell our listeners what they can expect if they want to head out to the Convention Center in Philadelphia and find out about all the great travel opportunities when you're looking for the next great adventure in your life. And if you'd like to pass a note on to Peter Greenberg, I see he's doing autographs. Tell him that I think I've known him long enough that I might have to get a tattoo.
Yeah, definitely come down to the Convention Center this weekend. Say hi to us and say hi to all these great exhibitors who come from around the world. And say hi to your favorite travel celebrities and even take a picture.
Okay, great. Well, everybody, once more, it's travelshows.com for more information. And have a great Saturday. And thanks for listening to Smash Hits WHGM.